This is St. Louis Public Radio. For almost a decade, students from Washington University Medical School's Gross Anatomy class have held a ceremony honoring their, quote, first patients, people who have donated their bodies to the med school so future doctors could learn anatomy. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold has this audio postcard from inside the lab and the ceremony when the class is over.
We are trying to separate, well, I'm trying to separate the bicep from the rest of the muscles here in the forearm, or the upper arm.
I remember I told my godfather I wanted to be a doctor when I was like, 10, 11, 12, and he brought me into a C-section. After that moment, it was very clear that this is what I wanted to do. I loved it. I loved the experience. My name is Jorge Zarate. I am 22, and I'm a first-year medical student at WashU.
Lindsay Cole. I'm 23 years old, and I'm a second-year medical student. You walk in, and you see sheets covering bodies on the table, and you know that that's what's underneath there, but you can't see them yet.
Okay, this is the artery.
This one.
The cadaver is essentially my first patient.
It's really an interesting thing, and it makes you get to know what your future patients are going to be like in a way that you could never any other way.
It's a very bizarre experience because you expect it to start bleeding, but it doesn't, and so it's like a very surreal experience. The hands and feet are covered with this like fabric to protect them from getting dry and brittle. So we remove the fabric to start dissecting the hand, and then we realize that our cadaver, she had her nails painted. She had nail polish on. It reminds you that the cadaver had a life, had preferences. They chose that particular nail polish for some occasion, and then, they died, and then now they're here.
And feeling like you've kind of got this connection with this person that you've never met, and then it's the last day and you leave. And so I think a lot of us needed that final goodbye.
Welcome to this year's Anatomy Memorial Service.
You should treat them one last time as they would have treated you. Glenn Conroy, 67, professor of anatomy at Washington University Medical School. Remember, somewhere their son is trying hard to believe you'll learn as much as no matter possible. What you do in medicine, whether you're delivering a baby, whether you're doing surgery, obviously, whether you're delivering an anesthetic, almost any procedure you do, if you're actually a physician with hands-on on a patient, you are doing some form of anatomy.
Jane Phillips Conroy, 66, professor of anatomy at Washington University Medical School and professor of anthropology at Washington University. The students typically will light candles to commemorate each individual donor and read poems or reflections that they may have written.
Every morning he gave me something new to awe, reminded me what a complex, fragile, unbelievable vessel we doctors are called upon to understand and protect.
There may be musical accompaniments, but there is an aura of calm and reflection and peace, I think, about those events by giving them that opportunity and gift to learn about the human body. They will be helping many, many people in the future.
But in some ways, by donating the body, in a way they've become immortal, because what the students learn from that body, those students then one day will teach their students, and that'll be passed down through generations.
The best way I can, do them justice is by trying to become the best physician I can be and making sure that, this investment that they've made in me goes to help other people.